You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yeah, I guess it might have like hindered a bit, but I think early days we managed to get booked at some really nice bars on Karangahape Road, such as Bar Celeste, and hold down a residency at Verona on Monday and Wednesdays, and also have Halitao going for us as well at Riverhead and at the Tap House. I think that did like a lot of good for us, mainly so that we could, you know, most of that that income we were earning from those would just go straight back into like the business pretty much, so that we could, you know, be able to like do these events and stuff like that. But during the whole lockdown phase, it was really interesting because places like Chex Downtown and the Death Store, you know, hit us up to do some like mixes for them and some Spotify playlists and whatnot. So that type of stuff continued. We continue to do stuff regardless of not physically being able to play at a place. I think a lot of people were waiting in long queues and not doing much at home, so at least we gave something to listen to. So I think, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the full extent of what it didn't do, but I feel like what it did do is opened up those online platforms that we weren't really considering before.
So do you feel like that perhaps has made you guys slightly more accessible, kind of having to put your stuff online? It's naturally available to a much wider audience.
For sure. Yeah, definitely. Because, I mean, not everybody can get booked, you know? But on that platform, it's very accessible. Everybody can listen to music very easily on their laptop, on the iPhone. A lot of DJs and a lot of musicians can put out their music on there and not necessarily have to play them live, you know, to get people to listen to them or, you know, to get them exposure. I think those types of things have been like, yeah, really good.
And just in more general terms, how have you noticed the kind of music scene adapting to suit lockdown restrictions and stuff? Because obviously it's an industry that's taken quite a hit.
Definitely. I think it has been hard for a lot of people. Yeah, I don't know. I think, yes, again, some people have been allowed to do stuff online, but to the extent where they can make a sustainable income off that, you know, to continue to allow them to do such things is still hard, because you still need, you know, to, you know, put on those live events to get that income going for them. But yeah, it's like a yes and no, because you could still be doing it outside of lockdown and doing the online thing and doing the physical thing. It could work really well there, but there's obviously such limitations, which is gonna just stop someone from, you know, reaching their full potential or doing something that they really want to do.
Did you guys notice a huge difference in the level of engagement when we came out of lockdown last time?
Yeah, it was huge. We were so tempted to just like, because we had this thing planned for a bit and, you know, we wanted to curate it a little bit more and work with a few more people. But there was definitely some moments where we were like, oh yeah, let's just, you know, like places, these like all, like most of the gigs were selling out. And I thought it was great because not necessarily will like, you know, local artists and especially New Zealand musicians sell out their shows so quickly and get like loud, like lots of crowd engagement. Just because there's so much international competition sometimes when the border was open. So I think now is a really, really good time for promoters and, you know, musicians to do their own thing and just for us as an audience to go out there and support them, because, yeah, this is the best time for them to get exposure and really kill it.
So just touching on what you said about Kiwi artists kind of having more opportunity now to get some exposure, have you noticed a marked difference in how the New Zealand music scene has maybe taken off a bit more or had more opportunity to take off a bit more?
Yeah, it has. I guess venues and promoters are giving them more of a chance. I mean, look, if you look at the festival lineups, you know, it's all the, you know, great New Zealand musicians on there, so it's been really cool to see. I definitely think so. Like in looking at the festival lineups now, just seeing like those all around New Zealand musicians and the is great. Feel like even more New Zealand musicians. So there were definitely some where I'm like, it would be cool to see those guys as well in there. So I guess hopefully it'll continue like that. And even outside of lockdown, if the borders open, I feel this would have been a good time for a lot of New Zealanders to listen to their local talent and, you know, maybe pass up an international show for the locals next time as well.
And just for you guys, did you maybe feel like it was perhaps easier to start establishing yourself and getting your name out there with less coming in from overseas at the moment?
Yeah, maybe. I don't really know how much it would have changed, but I think everything was pretty organic, and like it didn't feel like it ever went really fast at one point. It ever like very slow, so we didn't really notice it too much. It was kind of like a very steady growth. I think for us, what it has been is like to use like with the show that we have coming up, is to, you know, use this time and, you know, give the spotlight to some local DJs and producers who haven't played a lot of live shows. I think that's what's been good for us, is that, yeah, we can give them this time now, and people are still like, you know, really wanting to go out. So when they go out, they can see these guys, you know. I think, yeah, that's been a little good thing for us as well.
And just to finish off, did you just want to tell me a little bit about D for Dance?
D for Dance, yeah. So D for Dance is a little show that we have, hopefully, if everything goes well, on the 25th of September, this coming Friday at 9:30 p.m. It is a show that, it's our first show run by Unity Mixers. And we have the likes of Sharon from Payroll, General Data, and Tollboy performing. It's a show that we're going for, you know, real inclusivity, and allowing just everybody to do their thing on the dance floor, having some really good tunes going on. And, you know, we may even have some special lighting on the way as well, and a couple of other surprises there. So it's just a thing for the audience, really. It's for the dancers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.